He might still be on vacation, too, so just a FYI.
Oh.
Good afternoon.
Morning. Hi, Christopher. It's Nadine with Local Splash. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Not bad.
Relaxing?
I don't know about that. It's just, you know, a little cool, but it's all right. Everything's okay.
Okay. Well, it's time for your client interview, and you're lucky enough to get one of my favorites. Her name is Nikki.
Okay.
And so Nikki is going to provide you excellent service. She's going to answer any questions that you have. I always like to let you know that the call is recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Now, before I bring her on the phone to hand you over to her, did you have any questions for me?
No. Not at this time,
no. Okay. Nikki, are you there?
Yep. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Nikki. I have Christopher here. You are in great hands, Christopher. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? All right.
All right, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye.
Hi, Christopher. This is Nikki from Local Splash. I hear you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Nikki. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you so much for making time for a small interview. And this call takes around 40 to 45 minutes. It's now still a good time, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Sounds great. So thank you, Christopher, for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so your team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services, and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see it here that you already signed the terms and conditions, and you're done setting up the secret question with Nadine. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here, Chris. Your business name is called Easy Roofing and Gutters LLC, correct? And the address that I have on here is 4774 Gainsborough Drive, Fairfax, Virginia, 22032.
Correct.
And is this a home address and an office location?
A home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
I have insurance and all that. I'm getting ready to upgrade my license at the moment, so I'm in process with that.
Gotcha. So you're processing and upgrading your license. You are insured, and do you have the business registration? Thank you so much for that. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google has a rewards verified address also with better local rankings. Are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide it?
What do you recommend?
Actually, having your business address shown is do have advantage. Well, it can help with a better local rankings, but we will go over to see the options if it is a good fit to display your address. Google fully supports hybrid addresses, meaning the one that are homes and shops. Well, home addresses aren't really allowed by Google, but we can still do this.
Okay.
So, would you like it to have it displayed? Because it has...
I think it's displayed now, so that's fine.
Let me see. All right. Let me just pull it up. Your Google Business Profile. Oh, yeah. I see it here. Okay. So we'll keep it this way. And I just want to make sure. Can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Sounds great. And later in the call, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary number 703-215-6910?
Yes.
And I just want to make sure, Christopher, that I got your correct email address, and that's easycontractorsllc@gmail.com.
That's correct.
All right. And I see that you already have an existing website, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just go ahead and pull it up real quick. I want to make sure that I got your correct domain name, and that is easyroofingandgutters.com. So I am checking it right now. All right, you got a good website. So that leads me to my next question. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
Just leave it as is. It's fine.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and promote it as is for now. Let me just go ahead and note that. Okay. So now let's talk about your call tracking. We will set you up your call tracking number. Okay. We're going to promote your website as is. So call tracking, Christopher, is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. Okay, so let me have it here. I'm trying to pull up the call tracking that my team will set up for you. And also please know that this tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username, okay? So the phone number that my team set up for you, Chris, we can't work with a number that starts with 703 because it is not available. So we're trying to work with an overlay number. So we are using the number that starts with 571. Are you okay with that? So we do have this number, 571-636-4055 as your call tracking number. Would that be okay?
571-636-4045?
4055.
4055.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and have this for you. Anyways, I will do a test call with regard to this call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. And you will also receive an email and text of your call tracking number. Alrighty. Okay. And let me just update it here. And since we will be promoting your website as is, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Okay?
Okay.
And also, Christopher, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, and we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you see a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Easy Roofing and Gutters LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided. You can choose between a female voice or a male voice, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, it's okay.
All right, yep, you can skip it. And if ever you'd be interested one day, you can always add this anytime, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. And are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard about that?
So what is it?
Google Workspace.
No, what's that?
Okay. So Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email calendar and documents in your own domain. So I see that you already have a new existing domain. That's why I'm trying to introduce that to you. So with Google Workspace, Christopher, you can have an email that says, Christopher@easyroofingandgutters.com or info or office@easyroofingandgutters.com. Because that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit?
Not at this moment.
All right. Yep, we can skip it. Then again, you can always add it anytime if you would be interested.
Okay.
All right. So now we are going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Christopher, shows that you do provide roofing and gutter services, correct?
That's correct.
So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which
roofing.
Jobs do you want more? Okay, roofing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So for roofing, do you want it to be found first with a keyword roofing contractor?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know what the keywords that get the best.
Okay. Anyways, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under roofing. So I'm going to read it over. Let me know if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy just if you want to make updates, okay? So
okay.
Let me go ahead and have it here. I'm going to read now the top performing keywords. Let me know the ones that you want me to take out from the list, okay?
Okay.
So I got it here, Christopher. We have a roofing contractor. We have roof repair, roof replacement, asphalt shingle roof insulation, asphalt shingle roof repair, metal roof insulation, metal roof repair, flat roof contractor, single ply roof insulation, commercial roof services, residential roof insulation, roof leak repair, storm damage roof repair, roof inspection services, new roof insulation, roof maintenance services, tile roof insulation, emergency roof repair, roof restoration, and green roofing installation. Are you okay with all these keywords?
You could take out the commercial and what was the other one? The slate, you could take that one out. And what was the other one?
Okay, I'm taking out commercial and roof services.
Uh-huh. And I think there was one for slate.
Slate.
Yeah.
I think there's no slate here.
Or the metal. You could take out the metal repair.
Metal. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Metal roof repair, I'm going to take it out. How about the metal roof insulation? Are we going to...
Yeah, insulation's fine, but not repair, yeah.
Gotcha, all right. What else?
Can you read it one more time?
Yep, for sure. So I do have roofing contractor, roof repair, roof replacement, asphalt shingle roof insulation, asphalt shingle roof repair, metal roof insulation, flat roof contractor, single ply roof.
No flat roof.
Gotcha. I'll take it out. Taking out flat roof contractor. We have single ply roof insulation. Residential
take that
roof.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Take it out also.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And we have residential roof insulation, roof leak repair, storm damage roof repair, roof inspection services, new roof insulation, roof maintenance services, tile roof insulation, emergency roof. And we have here emergency roof repair, roof restoration, and green roofing insulation.
Roof restoration and what was the last one?
Green roofing insulation.
No, that's fine. We can leave that.
Okay. I'm going to take out roof restoration.
Yeah, you can take that one out.
Okay. And also, you mentioned that you do gutters. So we have here gutter installation, gutter repair, gutter replacement, gutter cleaning service, and gutter guard installation.
Yeah, those are all good.
Okay. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
We do siding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be siding repair, siding installation?
Yeah, siding installation, replacement. Just that. And also, like wood capping, like wood repair on the exterior of it, and then, rotted
wood. Wood capping.
Yeah.
Let me add wood capping and wood repair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wood capping, wood repair, what else?
Exterior painting.
Mm-hmm. Exterior painting.
Uh-huh. I think. That should be good right now.
Okay, so I've added here siding repair, siding installation, siding replacement, wood capping, wood repair, and exterior painting.
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay. Anyways, Christopher, you'll receive an email with all the keywords that I just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make a proper adjustment, okay?
All right, sounds good. So, Nikki, all you're right. going to be my ongoing rep?
Oh, actually, I'm just here to interview to start the process of your account. But if you have any concerns, you can always give us a call to the number that I'm calling you right now. So anyone from my team will be able to help you in regards to that. But you do have your account manager. So your account manager's name's Honey. So I will introduce her later. I will try to see if she's available so I can bring her into the call. But if not, she will reach out to you, okay? Good question. I was actually checking it here, and you do have your account manager. Because you have a very good package with us. So you do have your account manager to check the progress of your account, always. Okay. So let me see here. Okay. So now let's go ahead and differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So I'm going to ask you a few questions with regards to that, Christopher. So can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Very fast turnaround for installation.
Okay, good.
I would say, good quality work, fair pricing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That is a very good start. The very fast turnaround for installation is a very good thing. So let me go ahead and note that. And also, I may add, Christopher, do you offer free estimates?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Sounds good. Is this a family-owned business?
Yes.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a mission statement? Or are we going to use what I see on your website? I was actually checking your website earlier, and I do see some. I see it here that says, we are committed to delivering top-quality roofing, gutter, siding, and exterior improvement services for both residential and commercial clients. With years of hands-on experience, our skilled team ensures that every project is completed with precision, durability, and style. Are we going to use the same?
Yeah, this is the same, sorry.
Okay. For your tagline, do you have any tagline in your business card, or are you going to use what I see on your website that says, bringing integrity, quality, and style to every project?
Yeah, I use that. That's fine.
Okay. And how many years have you been in business?
I would say over 10.
Over 10. So this one started around 2000, 15?
Yeah, somewhere like that, 14.
Okay, 2014. So how many years of experience do you have?
Well, I've been doing it for about 30 years, but I worked for somebody for quite a while, a couple of companies. So then I got tired of making them all the money.
Sounds good. You have started your business here. So the business started 2014, but you do have 30 years of experience, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
I think that's where it might say. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm going to note it that way. Okay. And how many people work with your company?
I would say about 10 to 14.
14. I'm going to put here 14. Okay. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
I prefer residential.
Residential.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why we took out the other keywords for commercial earlier, right?
At this time.
Gotcha.
You can always get it.
Mm-hmm. For your mission statement, actually, there is a line here that says that you also provide commercial clients. Are we going to keep it that way?
No, you can take it out. That's fine.
Okay. All right. And let me see. I just want to make sure, Christopher, that I've got the correct hours of operation. It says from Monday through Fridays, You do 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Saturdays, it's 8 to 5, and Sundays, it's 9 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what types of payments do you accept?
Checks, you know, Zelle, you know, PayPal, you know, a lot of, you know, credit cards, whatever.
Okay, so you do checks, cards, Zelle, PayPal.
Wire transfer,
you have to do
wire
transfer,
pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Venmo?
Yeah.
Do you also do Cash App?
No, but I can always get it set up.
Gotcha. All right. So let me go ahead and have it here. We have checks, cards, Zelle, PayPal, wire transfer, and Venmo for now.
Okay.
So now that we have your business information, Christopher, we do have two options for you. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list the company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 directories can open you to spam calls and waste of time. So you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So which option do you prefer?
Just the first one. Leave it as it is. Just the,
okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Let's work with the first one. So now let us cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So I see it here, Christopher, that your business is located in Fairfax, Virginia. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And, of course, I wanted to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, we highly recommend, it is actually ideal for you to have, like, 5 target cities or zip codes for your effective focus, and that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Can you provide me your 5 target cities or zip codes?
Let me see. Let's do Springfield, Virginia. Clifton, Virginia. Vienna. Oakton. And Woodbridge 22192.
22192. Woodbridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have added here Springfield, Clifton, Vienna, and Oakton, and the last one is 22192, the Woodbridge.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for this. So I just wanted to discuss. I see that you have an existing Google Business Profile, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have access to this Google Business Profile?
I used to have somebody that actually designed that website, and I'm not very computer savvy, so I don't know how to get back in it. So
okay.
If you could help me with that, it would be fantastic.
Yes. I'm sure I'm going to help you with that. But I just want to make sure, does your business profile that I see right now have the same name as you have on your documents, like on your insurance? Because the one that I see right now is called Easy Roofing and Gutters LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Because we need the names to match in case we need to do a verification with your Google Business Profile, okay? So let me see. I can walk you through right now just to check if you have access, okay? Because if you don't have any access to your Google Business Profile, we will help you claim access, okay?
Okay.
So we can go to your regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations.
On business. Business what?
Business.google.com/locations.
Business. One more time. I'm sorry. Business what?
Business.google.com/locations. business.google.com/locations with S for the locations.
Locations?
Yeah, locations. With a little S on it.
Location. Okay, there
you go. Okay. So now, did you see your Google Business profile when you went into that link?
Yeah, how come it's saying suspended?
Oh, was it suspended? I can actually see it here in my end, and it wasn't suspended.
I mean, I don't know why. It's saying that the Easy Contractors LLC, that one is
Easy
verified.
Easy Contractors LLC.
Yeah, what see, both of those were mine. That was mine before as well, and they were supposed to transfer. And that's why I said the other people that before that did the website, it just got all messed up. I had one person before, went to a different company, and then I lost 84 reviews, and then I had to rebuild it up again. So I don't know why it's saying manage your profile.
Okay. The one that you mentioned that was suspended is the Easy Contractors and not the Easy Roofing and Gutters LLC, correct?
Yeah, well, it looks like the Easy Contractors LLC was verified, and then the Easy Roofing and Gutters LLC is saying it's suspended.
Oh, it's suspended.
That's what's weird.
It's actually, that's also kind of weird because I was able to check it here on my end. So that means to say it popped up. Because if it was suspended, that means to say it didn't pop up right now. But let me see.
That's weird.
Can you please tap on your Easy Roofing and Gutters LLC?
A managed profile?
Yep, see your profile. And when you are ready on the page, let me know.
It says yes. not publicly visible.
That is actually weird because I was able to pull it up. So I think the one that you're having is not the Google Business profile that I'm also seeing right now. Anyways, I'm checking here. The Google Business profile that I was able to pull up is your Google Business profile. I'm sure of that because it has your address and it has your phone number.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has the 98 Google reviews. And the one that you have right now, it says it's not public, right? So can you please pull it up and let me know?
Pull my website up?
I mean your Google Business profile. You're already on the page. It says suspended, right?
Yeah, well, I went to the thing. Now, hold on. Let me go back.
Yes.
I don't know how to get back.
Okay, so this is what happened. I just want to let you know, Christopher. So the reason why the one that you're seeing right now says suspended, because if Google will see that you have more than one Google Business profile, they will take down the other one. So they will suspend the other Google Business profile. Okay, that's why we really don't want you to have more than one Google Business profile because that is not going to be helpful for your business. So our goal right now is to make sure that you have access to this existing Google Business profile that has 98 Google reviews. Okay?
Okay.
So let me see. I will check it here. Do you have any other email that you used for your business before? Or do you remember?
That's the same email from both.
This is the same email. So you mentioned that you jumped from one person to other when creating the Google Business profile, right? So then someone created you the Google Business profile that has this 98 Google reviews. Do you remember that or no?
Well, the one that took over the website and built the new website, the name of their company is 13 Stripes. And they added themselves on there, but I don't know. You know what I mean? So I don't know exactly how to pull that up.
Gotcha. All right. Let me see.
And it says to access and then suspended because this profile doesn't follow the guidelines. Edit your business info and regain access.
Let me go ahead and check it with my Google team if we will be able to help you with it. We will, of course, we will help you with this, okay? I will try to check it with my team if the email that was associated with this Google Business Profile is something familiar with you, okay? Let me just try to check it here. So this is what I'm going to do. We will be working with the Google Business Profile that is up and running right now, the one with the 98 Google reviews, okay? So I will check it with our team if it will be possible for us to send you a management request, okay? So let's see here. Let me just one moment. Let me leave a message for my team.
You know, when I did the thing with the easy roofing and all that, just to let you know, I have my tax ID and all that is Easy Contractor Services, LLC. Is that going to be a factor? I was just trying to market roofing and gutters. That's why I put Easy Roofing.
Easy and Roofing Contractors, LLC. So that was it is on your document.
It was Easy Contractors Services, LLC. It used to be Easy Contractors, but somebody bought that or it lapsed, you know what I mean? And somebody picked up that with the tech, you know what I mean?
Okay. But for your insurance, was it named Easy Roofing and Gutters, LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me note that here, that your insurance has Easy Roofing Gutters, LLC. So it's kind of weird because, so this is what happened, or at some case, your Google Business Profile that I'm seeing right now is not tied up to your email. That is what you're already using. So I will check it with my team, what email was used in creating this Google Business Profile, okay? So if you don't have any access to this, we will help you claim access. You don't have to worry, okay?
Okay.
All right. So just go ahead and have that. But since you mentioned that you do have two Google Business Profiles on your account that you were seeing right now, I will check it with my team if we will need access to both of the accounts. And, okay. So my team just worked on your Google Business Profile right now. So he requested access to your Google Business Profile. And we will go right immediately to claiming access. So that's the reason why you don't have any access to your Google Business Profile. So we may not have any access. You may not have any access right now. So we will claim your access. Okay. I'm just right here. Okay. We will claim access to your Google Business Profile because this one is an established profile with a very good number of reviews.
Yeah, the other one has 84 too. You know, I wish I could combine them together.
Okay. Oh, the other one has 84?
Yeah, both of them are all five-star reviews, 84 and 98. Those are all mine. If you look through them, you'll hear them mention Christopher in all of them. Or not all of them, but a lot of them.
What is your Google Business Profile name with the 84 reviews?
The Easy Contractors, LLC.
The Easy Contractors, LLC.
Yeah.
You're using same phone number with that?
Yeah. It comes up twice. It just doesn't go to a website.
Okay. I will check it with our team. So since you don't have access to your Google Business Profile, Christopher, we will help you claim access, okay? So.
Well, it's saying the other one's verified, and if I push see my your profile, this is the other one for 84. I'm pushing it. Let me see.
Okay.
No, no. It's just so weird, man.
Just tap on your profile. I'm going to walk you through and have to add this as manager. And I will check it with our team if we will be able to
it's
work
not doing
on
really
that.
Much. Yeah, so if you can just do it with guess with the 98, it's fine. Whatever.
Okay. Oh, what do you mean, like cancel the 98 reviews?
No. Get that one going or whatever.
Okay. So if you want us to go ahead and merge your Easy Contractors LLC, the one with 84 reviews, I would ask you to add business manager to that, and I will check it with our team if we'll be able to merge it, okay? Because 84 reviews is a very good number.
Right, and the other one's 98, so if I have them both, right.
Yes. So let's try to work with that. Mm-hmm. Let me know if you're ready on that page. I will walk you through.
Unsupported link, Google Maps can't open it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Oh, when you tap onto your profile.
Hold on, let me get back to there.
Yeah. Are you on the link that I?
Yeah. I'm still on the Google Business profile. Yeah. So if I push where it says see your profile.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tap into your profile.
Yeah, I just, hold on. Okay, there. I'm on the easy one now.
Okay. So what are you seeing? Are you seeing edit profile, profile strength? Did you see any edit profile on the page or photos?
It says edit profile, you know, all that.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Did you see any three dots? It's actually beside profile strength.
It's by what?
Did you see three dots?
Where are they at?
Usually it's in profile strength.
Oh, okay. I'm typing on that right now.
Okay, tap on three dots, please.
It says complete your business profile.
Oh.
Okay, there's three dots. Hold on.
Yeah, tap on three dots.
It says help and support or send feedback. Those are the three dots, what it says.
Oh, okay. It doesn't say any business profile settings.
It says complete your business profile. I guess I never completed it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It says customize profile.
Customize profile. Mm-hmm. That is when you tap on the three dots beside profile strength, right?
Right.
Okay. I think you are also added as manager to that Google Business profile and not the owner. So you will not be able to add business manager to that. But let me see if I can go ahead and check your Google Business profile as Easy Contractors LLC and with the same address, correct?
Right.
Okay. One moment. Let me pull it out.
Hold on. I went back to profile strength, how to improve your score. It's at 82% is what it says.
Okay. And, yep, I also see that you have, I was able to pull up your Easy Contractors LLC. Let me see. Okay. So you seem to have it under your email. Okay.
If we can merge them, that would be fantastic.
Yep, it's going to be fantastic if we'll be able to merge both. But it doesn't have the same business Google Business name, but we will try to check it with our team, okay, if that would be possible.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. And, let me just try to work on this. Okay. And, the thing is, when I tried to add business manager on that three dots, that is actually where you can add business manager to your Google Business profile, but you were not able to see your business profile settings.
Let me push see. Okay. All right. Now I'm where it says Easy Contractors. I'm at the thing. Advertising edit profile.
You're already on the page.
Or edit business information, update, contact hours. Where do I go?
Oh, not that one. Yeah, you are on the correct page, but not on that one. So you see edit profile, edit services, reviews, photos, posts, right? Performance.
Add photos. Yeah, okay. I'm on that one, add photos and all that.
And also, if you're on that page, you should see three dots in there. So on that three dots, that is where you'd be able to pull up your business profile settings.
But where would the three dots be, is what I'm saying.
Did you see any three dots besides profile strength? The one that
The other one behind the one I was on. Okay.
Okay. Can you please?
Yeah, profile strength. I pushed it again. Let me see what happens. It's saying complete your business profile.
If I go next,
it says claim your $500 advertising credit.
Not that one, actually. Okay, let me try again to check it to their team if we can able to send you this one. Okay. And with regards to your other Google Business profile that has 98 reviews, we will try to claim, and a form of EV verification is available. My team will try to send you a code to your number with 703-215-6910, okay?
All right.
So let me see.
This is always the headache.
Yeah. We want to make sure that we can work with your Google Business profile. Okay. I'm also letting them know the Google Business profile that you have for the Easy Contractors LLC. And let me see.
Yeah, it's saying that the Easy Roofing and Gutters now is suspended. It used to be before the other one was suspended, the Easy Contractor one. That's why I switched and opened a new one to get new reviews because – All right. With the verified code, what do you want me to do with that code?
Can you send us the code?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on. You ready?
Yes.
It's 5520563.
Okay, I got 5520563.
No. 1520563.
That's 520563.
Yep. 520-563.
Gotcha. 520-563.
Yep.
Okay, let me let them know. All right. Thank you so much for that. So I was just letting them know that you have the other Google Business profile. And we will try to check if you have access to that. So if you do have access, we will be sending you a management request through your email, okay? They're working on that. All right, and I will let you know what our Google team will respond to. All right, so I just left them a message, and they will try to check on that, okay? Thank you so much for that. And let me see. I think you also received an email, Christopher, that says, to get your Google Business profile verified, we need some information. We sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So we sent you an email that you need to provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
All right. So with regards to your Google Business profile, thank you for sending the code. We will work on that. And for the other Google Business profile, my team is also checking on that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. And if ever, and you will receive maybe some emails or some updates from us from our Google team. Anyways, your account manager will help you all throughout the next things to do, okay?
Okay.
All right. And And also, Christopher, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Okay.
Because I highly suggest that you maximize what we offer, especially that is very helpful with the Google Business Profile Optimization. If ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, Christopher, you can always edit and delete it to your dashboard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I did sign up with them, but I got upset because I couldn't get any reviews on there, so it didn't make like it, you know. I think I do have a Yelp page, though, yes.
Okay. So, do you have access to your Yelp page?
I don't know. I have a Yelp app on here, so let me see.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Easy roofing good. Yeah.
Because if you do have access, we advise you to keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So for this, I will be sending you an email for you to add this as admin to your Yelp page. So you can check on that email whenever you have time. Okay?
All right.
So, we'll send you an email for the instructions. Let me just send it to you real quick while having me on the line just to make sure that it will walk through. Okay. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. I do see that you have an existing Facebook business page, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have access to this Facebook business page?
Yes, but how I do it, I don't know. But
okay. Yes. So I'm going to send you a secure one-click link because I will ask you to grant this access because I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, right? So let me send you an email right here, Christopher, that says grant this access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. And I do hope that you'll be able to add this as admin to your Facebook business page so we can work on your Facebook ads. So let me send it here. Or if you want my help, I can walk you through, okay?
Okay.
So for the email that I'm sending you, the special link actually, Christopher, will ask you to log in to the personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page. But you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your Facebook, your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay? And let me see. Just let me know if once you receive the email so I can walk you through.
Okay. So wait.
Well, anyways, I just note it here with regards to your Facebook page. Okay. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook business page, okay? So,
okay, there you go. It says grant access. Okay. So what do I do?
Okay, so there's a link. Tap on the link. It says click here.
Okay.
All right. So it's asking you, okay, you're already on that page. So it says connect Facebook, right?
Huh?
It says connect Facebook. So tap on that. And then it's asking you continue as your name. Or asking you to log in.
Okay.
All right. And after that, we'll ask you to choose the page that you will grant us access. Have you already logged in?
Yeah, I'm trying to log in.
Okay.
It's not working.
Let me see. You don't remember your login? I will try to check another way for you.
No, I'm trying to turn this on.
Just let me know if you're getting errors or if you're not able to do that. I will check out their Facebook team if we can send you an admin invite. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, were you able to get into that?
No.
Okay, that's all right, that's all right. Let me just go ahead and check it to their Facebook team.
Hold on, it's a camera.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, so it's saying to create a new password. Okay. All right. Now what now? Facebook is on.
Okay. So you're already on the page. So now that you are on your Facebook business page, did it let you choose the page to grant us access? Did you continue your name?
Mm-hmm. How come it's just having Oh, never mind. Let me get to the business page.
Okay.
All right. Oh, now
you don't need to get into the business page. It will actually ask you to choose the page in the drop down of what the Facebook business page that you will grant us access through that link. Yes.
Where is that? I don't understand. Where is that at?
Okay. So, let me see. Can we get back to the link? Just to make sure.
Okay, so I'm at the menu. It says where the you have whichever one you want, right?
Okay, are you on the choose page, a menu where you can choose page?
Yeah, it says professional dashboard, groups, pages, birth dates, ad manager, memories, settings, privacy.
Not that one. Let me see. I will try to send you a different email again.
It says it says add account. Meta AI.
Yep. We wanted to make sure that we can only work with your business profile, so we need to be added through the link, okay? So let me send it to you again. The same email. I'm going to send you the same email. We're going to access your Facebook page to get your ads running and click on the link again. Okay, let's try. Since you already have your logins, right? You already know your logins?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try again.
All right, I push click. It's all the same thing. It says connect to Facebook.
Yes, sounds good. It. Okay. Connect to
all
Facebook.
Right, just push it. All right, it comes up Christopher. Need to
yes, continue as your name. Yeah, just continue as your name. Continue as Christopher. Okay.
Okay.
And then?
Continue. It says continue again as Christopher.
Yes, continue as Christopher.
Okay.
And after that, did you see choose page?
It says choose what you will allow. It says Lindsay is requesting.
Gotcha, yes, that's one. That one.
Okay, so choose what you allow?
Yes, so Lindsay is asking for the admin request. So did you choose the page already? Then on the drop down, were you able to check your Facebook page?
No. Just tell me, should I put choose what you allow?
Yes, that's for Let's See, right?
Yeah, for Let's See,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. It says manage your product categories, manage ads for all ads that you have access to, manage your business.
Manage your business. Oh. It didn't ask you for the choose page. you can, we can choose your Facebook page where you'll see Easy Roofing and Gutters LLC.
That was back, I think.
Okay, can you?
It says continuous Christopher. It doesn't come up as the page. Or should I be switching account?
Oh, no. No need to switch account. Is that the Facebook that you use on creating your Easy Roofing and Gutters LLC?
Yeah, that's the same page, yeah.
Okay, okay, good thing. All right.
So push continue?
Yeah, continue is your name.
All right.
Okay, and after that, let me see. Will you be able to check on the drop down for the business profile page?
Okay, here you go. I went to local spats who would like to manage your meta. Your login is as Christopher, change account.
Confirm
access.
Yeah, confirm access to your Facebook business page. And I will receive a notification here.
Okay. There you go. You should get it. So, yeah, there you go.
All right. Sounds great. Let me see. All right. Gotcha.
All right. I guess I'm not retarded. I'm waiting slow. I don't know what's going on.
You're good. You're good. You did it. You did it, actually. So thank you so much for that, Christopher. I'm letting our Facebook team know that you have successfully added us as admin to your Facebook business page so we can get your ads running and work on the correct timeline, okay? All righty. Mm-hmm. And now, since you do have your Facebook ads, let's talk about your Facebook ads as part of your subscription. For your Facebook ads, Christopher, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team handle this for you?
Whatever makes my phone ring.
Okay, but let me see. Do you have some photos that you can send for your Facebook ads?
Yeah, how would you want me to send it?
Okay, so you can actually send it to us or upload them to your dashboard or your local Splash app. So
okay.
Let me see. Okay, whichever is convenient for you. So let me just note it here that you will be sending photos, but we will have a creative team handle this, correct?
Okay.
Okay, and for your Facebook ads, Christopher, we do have three options, and you can only choose one. Okay. So we have here what we called, this is for your call to action, okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have this, what we call as form fill for your lead response method. We have calls, so we have the Facebook Messenger. But what do you recommend, Christopher, is the form fill because it will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible in your client dashboard under the leads tab. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns and using form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Can you say it one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we do have three lead response methods for your Facebook ads. This is what we call as form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So if you would like to ask us, Christopher, we highly recommend the form fill where your potential customers will fill in a form on your ads, and it will be sent, the information will be sent to you via email and SMS. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
And
that one's good.
Yes, let's work with that then. We highly recommend this.
No.
All right. And now I do see that you have Google Ads as part of your subscription. That's good to know. Actually, having Google Ads has many benefits, including helping you show at the top of the page, allowing you to get a good return on your investment through your pay-per-click, and to be where the competition is. So thank you so much for that. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed?
As needed, sir.
Okay. And do you have a logo?
Yeah, I think it's on there, isn't it?
Mm. Let me see. Oh, yeah. You do have a logo here on your website and on your Facebook. It's on here. But can you send it to us just to make sure that we will be working with high-quality photos?
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Let me know it here. So now, Christopher, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have photos, videos, or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. All right. And a client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates if your graph is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly to your local splash, okay? And please be mindful of the 45 to 60 days for the overall results of your Google Business Profile for your overall campaign. And, of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Christopher, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, so 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the 7th of April. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day?
Yeah, that's fine. And we'll be
Same time? So we restarted the phone interview? Okay. That's Let me just add you to the calendar with regard to that. April 7th at same time. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And as I have mentioned earlier, you are assigned to a dedicated account manager for ongoing strategy and support. So your account manager, Christopher's name is Honey. She will be your single point of contact for all your future campaign discussions and questions. I'm trying to bring her into the call, but she's not available right now. So I just dropped her a message that we are almost done with her client interview. So she will check the progress of your account. And she will reach out to you in the next few days or maybe later to introduce herself and answer any questions that you may have, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. And also, Christopher, one more thing. I'm going to do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it, okay? And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Christopher, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No. How long would you say it would take to get the, situated?
You mean the Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have this time frame of 45 to 60 days for the overall results. For your Google Business Profile, we are working on that, especially that we are claiming your Google Business Profile if you don't have any access to it, right? Okay, so we need to have you access to your Google Business Profile, so we will be added as manager. So once you will be managers, we will optimize your Google Business Profile. Since we will be working with Google for your access, we are giving this time frame for around 2 to 3 weeks. Okay, but for the overall results, that is what we want you to know, that we do have the 45 to 60 days time frame. Okay?
All right.
And also, Chris, In 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. That's Monday through Friday. We're also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we're here to help. If we can't answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, Christopher, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, ma'am. Everything's fine.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank
Enjoy the rest of the day and take care, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.